the Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis.
What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 36. It's your girl, Just Living Baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You tune into the Just Us Podcast.
And today we have three of the best entertainers out, okay? Strippers! I want you all to introduce yourself one by one. Say your real name, your dancer name, where you from, and what all you do.
Yo, what's up? This is Nina, known as the Only Nina Show. And you can catch me at your private parties, birthday parties, and at Romance and Dance Pole.
Period. Okay. I mean, what that shit do, though, I'm the one and only Aaron. A.K.A. Swag, B.K.A. Swaggy Daddy. I'm in L.A. Turn up.
Hey, yo, shout out to everybody, man. That's the one and only Desmond, Fly Guy D-Fly, you feel me? A.K.A. D-Fly, you feel me? So, yeah, I'm a male exotic entertainer out of Cali, you feel me? Like, I'm having brain farts already now, but, you know, I'm a male exotic entertainer out of Cali, you know, 14 years in the game, you feel me? OG with this shit, you feel me? So, you know, I work at a couple clubs, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, I do my thing, you feel me? So, yeah, that's just a little sum up.
Period. We are so glad to have you all here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
For real.
So, at the beginning of every episode, we start with a mental health moment. Jacob, take us away.
And in the industry that you guys are in, it comes with a lot of judgment. People say things sometimes that can get to us. How do you guys deal with the judgments of coming with the industry that you guys are in? Well, have you ever thought like, oh, I don't want to do this no more?
Or I'm embarrassed.
Do you feel like, or felt less than because, you know, okay.
I don't want nobody knowing.
Right.
I mean, at one point in time, I can say when I first started, but after a certain time, I'd say when my mom knew about it, I didn't care who else knew about it. You feel
oh,
me?
God.
And at the end of the day, once I accepted it, everybody else accepted it.
And once that bag started rolling in, you start giving a fuck what everybody's talking about, on God. Like, mm-hmm. You're not making as much as me, period. So.
Yeah, started seeing you in them cars, period. And them cribs, like, and all shit. That, having all that, real you shit. Know.
And not only that, it's like, if you are worried about what people have to say, then you're not ready to be successful.
Yeah, this is not the industry for you.
Because somebody always going to have something to say about you.
No matter what you're doing.
This episode, we are going to do a little icebreaker, but Amber always has some tricks up her sleeve, so she has a new little game for us. What are we going to do, friend?
Okay, so first it was going to be where you play the music, and then you just land your hand on the cup. But I'm like, that's kind of corny. So just pick a cup, and the drink that's under there, you have to take your shot. Oh, you got to get up off this couch.
Okay, bro.
Let's do it. Okay, you don't got to get up off the couch.
Ain't nobody going nowhere with
you. We ain't turning around. No face.
Okay, so.
Ladies first.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ear juice. Oh, Lord.
Sound like I don't want to knock y'all shit over, though.
Oh. I'm going to use my sleep. Damn.
Okay, okay.
What? Shit.
Yeah, some Casamigos. That Reposado.
Jacob, this one's yours.
Shit. Henny gang or don't.
Oh, yes. Yeah, how glad I picked the right one.
Want to come bring it to me? I can toss it.
You know, my hands handicapped.
I'm going to open it for you.
Do you want to trade? You want Blanco?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So we all doing this at the same time.
Yay.
Look back at it. Okay.
Okay, cheers, y'all.
Well,
I didn't even open mine yet.
Are we putting it in the cup and taking a shot, or are we just taking it for random?
No, I'm drinking this.
I'm drinking like this. You want to be extra classy? You can pour it in the cup.
Yeah, oh, are you?
All right, no.
Right.
My Let's go bad.
Up. Take up your hands a little. Yeah, I think I need a real man to help me out.
Yo, and
got him. Hey, hey, look, you got him. Right. Hey, you got him.
No.
You got him.
Let's okay. Go. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
I'm not taking the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Ah, shit.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
I'm coming to your strip club.
Okay, that's how you do it.
Okay.
I only do like private parties, you know, birthdays, damn. Bachelor parties, things like that.
How did y'all start dancing? At what age?
Dancing at 19, on God, like a young nigga. I had just lost my job at Target.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, I just tried to, like, make a way for myself. But I was the homie was working at a barbershop, and he, you know, Whoop.
Whoop.
Yeah. Whoop was like, you already go to clubs and dance and da-da-da-da, so you might as well just go to the strip club and just make your cheese.
Yeah. So, you like, came in with some big-headed
dude. You know, I came at the bro. Mm-hmm. Me and bro know each other. Like, yeah. We dance at the same club type shit.
Did you start off as, you know, Sharp Cheddar, Jack, Parmesan?
Nah.
How was the money in the beginning?
The money at the beginning is really crazy. Like, I mean, you make money, but, like, new booty always make money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, establish yourself, you feel me? And, like, keep, like, progressing.
New booty, period.
But more so, like, I mean, it was fun. Like, now that I'm older, it's like, you know.
How many years has it been?
10 plus, for sure.
Real lifestyle.
Yeah. The money must be good because you're still doing it 10 years later.
For real.
That's good. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
It's different strokes with different folks. For real.
Okay.
What was your stroke?
Shit.
How you stroke and fly?
I shake them up. Now I don't stroke. You know, you feel me? Now I'm just flat. But, nah, I've been doing this shit since I was like 18, 19. You feel me? I can attribute it to my bro, Foreplay, you feel me? I kind of was just doing my own thing. I was dancing, crumb dancing, doing all that shit, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I was out at little 18 and up functions and shit like that. So, you know, I think it was New Year's Eve. I was just out one night or whatever. You know, at the end of the clubs, how they be turning on the slow music for the teenagers, mm-hmm. how they be right. grinding mm-hmm. and shit like that. So it was like around that time, you feel me? And, you know, I just saw two people, like saw some females in the chairs and shit. I saw two bros. I saw Foreplay and Addiction dancing at the time. I didn't know who they were at the time. I just saw them dance on the females doing it. I'm like, man, that's some shit I'm trying to be on. You feel me? So I just started acting like I know how to do this shit too. You feel me?
Dancing really saved a lot of like bros' lives. Like we would probably be doing a lot of shit outside of dancing.
In the streets.
Exactly.
Especially like, at that time of hour.
Like, you know all the homies like really from somewhere type of situation. Like everybody always think like dancers are like, in no disrespect to nobody, but we always get that hate.
Oh, it's like we ain't with the full fledged functions. Like
we're not,
yeah, we all we regular people, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. And it's different for females though. Like she go through a lot more worse shit than we go through being males because as a male I can defend myself, but she can only do so much.
Listen, I'm glad that you do private parties because I had a friend that was a stripper and the countless stories of people getting jumped, the girls getting jumped, stealing each other's money, stealing each other's products. Right.
Especially in the club. But what you gotta understand is like if you making money like you not mad. It be the niggas that don't be making no money that be hot and be mad at you for you doing your shit or you having a good party or like, you know, you feel me?
Right.
Like, that shit just weird. Like, dancing is like, everybody think they can do it until they get out on that stage and that shit is not like a party. Exactly. It's not a party.
It's not for everybody.
Like, you think you're going to go out there and just like bust your best dance moves and that's just not what it is at all. Like, don't let Magic Mike and the queen of what's that new show that
all
got
the queens
out? Yeah, don't let that shit fool you, bro. That shit do not be like that, bro.
Right.
Every day is not Christmas.
It's art. You really gotta put like energy behind that shit. Like,
man,
you know,
and just put a name behind yourself too, though. Like every time you go out to dance, you are not about to make $1,000.
No.
Ever.
Right.
Like some days, like I've left the stage with like 25 hots.
25 what?
Dollars.
I won't say that.
25
no, like, in the beginning, 25 like, in the beginning.
I mean, that goes back
hots.
To marketing.
Oh, okay, so that's a slang I use.
In the beginning, like, bro, like, it.
That's some real shit. You're not like, capping for the cameras. Bro. It's 25 hots, period. Bro, $25.
When I first danced, like, I really didn't make nothing.
I feel you. Any job that you do, it takes a while to level up, to move up any position.
Talk
man,
to
my
it.
Story was a struggle.
Back to what I was saying. Thank you, Swag.
I love him.
That's one of my coworkers. Been rocking with him forever.
Coworker, for sure.
Real. Nah, but so, you know, I saw them dancing or whatever. So after all of that shit died down or whatever, Foreplay put out a big-ass whop of money, you feel me? So I'm like, what do you do, bro? You know, respectfully. I walked up to him. Like, what you do, bro? You sell drugs? No, he was like, nah.
He got you.
Like, nah, bro, I dance. He was like, oh, I'm trying to make money like that. So the next day, I went to the club with, he picked me up, went to the club with them, and shit, it was a wrap from there. You feel me?
Oh, God. Shout out to Dynamite, real shit.
Club Dreams in the building, you feel me? Club Dreams, Club Exotic, the Ambiance, you feel me?
All of them, all them niggas, we love them all. Now, we gotta hear about our girl over here.
Before I started dancing, I only been dancing like 3 years. You would never know, but it's only been 3 years. I actually started off, I used to be in this relationship, I was in this bad relationship, broke up, low self-esteem. And one day I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Like, I'm finna go outside. So I started going to the club by myself.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. I had, you know, kids. So I didn't start going outside until my kids were old enough. I have two. Okay. So once they were old enough where I was like, okay, I can go outside now. So I started going to the clubs by myself. And I just started meeting people. Mm-hmm. I met D Spank. One of the first people to put me on the flyer was D Spank. They used to make sure I got to my car, whatever, boom. Then I met Max. I was hosting at OHM in Hollywood. Like, I was hosting everywhere Drake goes, like, for everybody. But I will always be dancing. I'm from New Orleans. I was born in New Orleans. So my whole family danced. Everybody know how to dance from birth. Like, that's what we do. So I was known as this girl, like, that's always, like, cameras all on me. I'm twerking. And then as the years go by, the video shoot started. Mills, first video shoot, me and Apple Watts. Then I started getting these DMs. Hey, how much to do a party? And I'm like, what? I don't do that. Nope, not me. I would never be a stripper. Oh, no, not me. Nope, But I kept getting the DMs because think about it. I'm on social media. I'm twerking. I'm naked. I'm talking about Snapchat naked, like showing it all.
The Nina Show started on Snapchat.
Wow. Come on, Nina Show.
Was this during the pandemic?
Every Friday. This was 2018, 2019.
Oh, God.
I was on Snapchat. The Nina Show was every Friday on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Snapchat is where it's at. It's kind of like BET. We
made so much.
No, but it was for free. That. Listen to me. This was just me building. This is all building up to what I am now.
Okay.
You feel me? So the years go by. I'm still outside. I'm everywhere. I know so many people. It's crazy. So one day I was like, fuck that. I'm finna see. Like, I'm finna just do a party. So take me and this girl, this dancer named Callie, we did a party. And I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I killed it. I didn't know what I was doing, but I know I'm so like Nina and my regular personality is two different people. Like, Nina is so nasty. I was doing all type of shit that they was throwing big bills. But I'm so humble. I'm so much of a nice person. I split the money down the middle with her. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, we did the party together, whatever. But we made like 3 bands.
That's
my first party. After that, I just kept going. And then somebody I know connected me with Romance and Dance with the new Sipping Paint. So I'm also a new Sipping Paint model. Outside.
That's when I first saw you.
Yes.
That was a crazy. So, now we're going to talk about that.
My first Sipping Paint, they hit me up. You know, Fee.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Fee. I love her. She was like, this is it. You got to get fully nude. Like, so the person that hooked me up with it, he was like, I could talk to her. You could keep your bottoms on. And I said, you know what? I'll be at all these parties, regular parties dancing. My coochie lips be showing. My titties always out. I was like, fuck it. Just do it.
Turn that shit on.
And from that moment on, like, it just took off.
So, how did it feel to be butt naked standing there and people are painting you? Like, did you feel like, okay, are they done yet?
Yeah, because
like,
I be getting off of that. And
I loved it. Like, I feel like this. Yeah. Like, you could have so many flaws, but as long as you're embracing them, people are gonna love you no matter how you look, no matter how your body look, no matter what. So if I got up there and I was like, they would have been like,
I'm not fucking with you. You feel me? Like, it's all in your confidence, like real shit. But like,
that's it.
So, but for the guys, like, what you be going up there, like, what you just?
Because I never see y'all take y'all clothes. Yeah. Like,
I get all the way through
because that shit gives away the fantasy for LA women. Like,
no,
LA women are
crazy. No, like, what is it? Like, how if you
the same thing for the club?
You got your pink, you got your whole shit.
I'm
thing.
Sorry,
right?
They'll tell you, like, they done seen everything, and I don't care.
Being in the club is a fantasy. Y'all like, put an illusion.
If it's a paint and sip, like, I'm gonna make sure that they get what they ask for. Like, the service that you ask for,
They want you nude naked.
So where's the meat?
But it's like you know, my whole thing is like
on some real shit though, it's really like it's a psyche. Like you have
nigga,
to
is your shit hard or not? Like it's like nigga.
It's okay, it's not for everyone.
That's the only reason I ain't did it, because I'm like I'm sure women don't want to just see no man up there with no fast meat.
You get like
you feel me? I'm like even though I get compliments on how my shit is,
how you know how bro get takes at the club?
How you gonna be at the club?
Exactly. Nah, but how you be at, but it's a difference because, you know, certain entertainers, when they come out and do their shows, they gotta whack off, you feel me? Whack they shit, you feel me, to get hard and you feel me?
It's, bro, it's a and when I go to a that you have to do paint, in order right? to I'm gonna like whack that. My shit over here, so, but listen, I'm not gonna do that shit.
I'm not gonna say no names, but it's a guy that I know.
And nah, we dropping names in
no, I'm not. So when he arrives, he's gonna scan the room, right?
Right. Okay. It's a sipping pain. Like, this, like what you, sis, this what you paid.
Let me tell
like,
you.
This what you did to get paid. Because
I do
for.
Parties with guys and I'm naked in front of them. They naked in front of me. Mm-hmm. And we get dressed together, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in the room with all you guys.
Like, you
butt
know
naked.
What she's talking about?
Yeah, I know what she's talking about. Yeah, I'm before.
Some people might have to look at my ass to get hard. It is what it is.
Like, at my club. You know, I also work with romance.
It is what it is. It's business.
Right.
So he scans the room. This is not him telling me this. I'm very observant. He scans the room. Damn, sis, she thick as fuck, huh? So that's in his head. He's already putting it in his head. The women in the crowd that he's attracted to, that's going to keep him aroused after he unties.
Right.
So that's how he does it.
He got mind control.
They don't even know what untied means.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got to explain that.
Because that's practice. You
it's like a whole, like... It's a whole bracket to dancing, you feel me? Y'all just think like, y'all just put on sexy clothes and just go out on stage.
If you could describe untie in 15 seconds, how would you do it go?
You get hard.
Nah, what you mean? Oh, you say untie or
tie? Okay, look.
I do what I have to do for like the...
I'm not going to even cap out swag. I'm not going to even cap out, bro. Well, you know, you're my
what
coworker in the gang, but I ain't never seen you do that shit.
Because that's not what I need to do at the club, though.
No wonder he was silent. What is it? What do you do? What does it mean?
It's like,
I'll practice it. I'll try it. Like,
oh, you swell that motherfucker so you can get hard.
Yeah, yeah.
That's never
I don't have to do that shit at the club that we dance at.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to do that. You feel me?
They do that in West Hollywood. I just didn't know that was the name of the... The phrase.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
What's your question? Hold on.
Oh, he got a
question.
He has a question for
hold
me.
Hold on. But wait. We're going to take a shot right now.
We got to keep the ball rolling.
Hey, nah, but what's your experience with Mel Exotic and Mel Entertainers?
I've been in there a few times in my life.
From me being on, you know I've been on you for a while now.
Right.
You feel me?
We fuck with.
So, hold on. Let's get to it.
Don't do her.
Let's talk about it.
I've been in the club a few times. It's
how many times?
Four or five, you know, a few times in my lifetime.
So what was your best and worst experience with a Mel Exotic entertainer?
Dating one was crazy as hell. Never again. Don't recommend.
Yeah.
Period.
Hey, chill.
Baller. Y'all better listen to her on
chill. No, hey, Swag, why are you second in that?
No,
bro?
For real. No, my best experience,
we're not the same.
I like when I just go to the club and everybody's just like, oh, hey, you know, that's a good vibe. It's a good night. You get the free shots. I like that.
Okay.
That's a good time for
you
me.
Get that everywhere. What are you talking about?
Well, I like it at the club by the black men.
Do you like a dance? Do you like the men to dance on you?
I like them to dance. If they try to come to me, I say, stay right there and I will throw my money. Do not touch
me. Ooh, my experience was so different.
Oh, I don't like that. Do not touch me.
When I came,
you gotta be a certain person.
And everybody kept coming to me.
I'm not gonna say shit. I'm good.
Okay, let's continue. We're getting off track.
I'm good.
We
gotta move.
Okay, yes. So, I know that you're a student, right?
What?
A student?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a student and you guys are all parents.
Yeah.
Now, how is
you're a big dad?
We don't want to say my other job.
Oh, what do you know?
No, big dad vibes over here.
Okay, yes. I work with children with special needs.
Oh, I
that's
love
beautiful.
That. That's everything.
For real, though.
You should have been saying that first when I said what y'all do.
Thank
you.
No, I'm just
saying. Okay, so what y'all doing now? How do you balance the nightlife with that?
Because I only work on the weekends. If I work during the week, I'll get home at like 3. But my job is, like, not so strenuous, so I can kind of, like, still go to work sleepy. And then the kids be like, miss, you sleepy? And I'd be like, yeah. Like, so they kind of, they don't know what's going on, but they know when I'm tired.
You just have to know when to not mix it.
I have a good team I work with, so it just works for me. Like, this is all God's plan. It works heard for that. Me.
Hey, no, big Drake shit. Yeah. For real.
Mm-hmm. How do you find balance?
I find balance just with myself, you feel me? Just finding peace with myself, just self-love, self-care. You know, I take care of myself, you know, I go get a massage, go to a movie by myself. That's kind of personal.
Let that shit be known, bro. Fuck it.
Gangsta.
Big Dash. Okay, well,
we big dads know over here.
Hell no.
Because my daughter
my
knows.
Baby too. No, my baby no, my, too. She don't know nothing my right daughter now.
Oh, you only have one?
Yes.
Okay. My daughter might have an idea, but no.
Yes, my daughter is 14.
My son is
she
only
knows.
6 years old. So.
How does she feel about her mother? You know.
So when I was before I started, I was like, let me have a talk. She ended up getting into it with some kids because they saw it was, I didn't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a part of a drill team, the Black Diamonds. You know, everybody know about the Black Diamonds.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So she got into it with these kids and they was like, oh, your mama a stripper. She twerk for money. And she was like, okay, your mama twerk for free. So what's up?
That
like,
part.
She got right back at them. And then after that, they just left it alone.
No, that
like
shit
that.
Hard as a female, though, you feel
yeah,
me?
But she like, completely understands. But if she knows that I'm getting ready, like, she'll just go in her room and close the door. Long as she don't see me.
Right.
Like, my daughter does not twerk. Like, that's not the norm in my house. Like, I don't walk around just shaking ass in my house. I don't have a pole. Like, I could twerk right now and she'll be like, ugh, mom, that's nasty. Like, you know, because that's
you
not
you carry
the
yourself
norm.
As a lady at the end of the day. Your work is separate from who you are as an individual.
Dancing, like, we just, like, you being a dancer, like you
it's
just
automatically,
yeah, exactly. Like, but sometimes
I can do
you
all
doing
this nasty
kids,
stuff
though,
and then
like,
go
you're
in
not
the back
doing it, like just for yourself.
And cut it off.
Yeah, the number one question we get.
You talk to your daughter about it though. Yeah. Like that's everything. No, you know, to help communication.
No, me having a daughter, I want to like get out because I feel like me like doing what I do sometimes, like.
My thing is
I don't want my daughter to have to go through that. Even though she's going to, like, she's going to do what she do. But, like, I don't know. I would just want to be, like, a great example. Like, I don't know. Like, strippers have hearts, too. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, like, yeah, you don't want your kid.
A lot of people look down on stripping until Cardi B came out. And then now everybody want to act like that shit just like the revenue to do this. Like, no, it's really not. We've been doing this shit since before that when people look down on it. Like,
yeah, it'd be a lot of people that come around. You don't see. So like, it'd be women and men that come. Booty. They'll like, come around. Like, they'll come around just on some regular shit.
Just
because
Cardi B lit type of shit. And that's the first person I've seen put like stripping up here and like actually like prevailed. But this is not no go to Victoria's Secret and go get a panties and bras.
Maybe going to the spot meet.
The fuck out of here.
Like
bro.
I take it
some
so
some people
serious.
Don't even know how to be
like,
sexy.
They don't. Sex appeal cannot be forced.
Bro.
Like
and
it's natural. Like
it's a lot of people in the game that's like ugly but like got a lot of creativity. Like that don't that don't reach what they could reach. You like, feel me?
Like me, for example, I can't do pole. I had surgery on both wrists from my job.
But she fine though. So
but guess
she
what?
I'm going to
make up for it in other areas. Like I trained for this. Mm-hmm. I take classes for this. I spend money for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not showing up to your party. My hair gonna be done, makeup, nails, outfit brand new, blah, blah, blah. I get custom made, like man, all that. Brand. A lot of people not doing that.
Facts.
Y'all putting in that work, and me and Amber just want to let you guys know we respect your alignment of work.
Absolutely.
And you guys keep it up. You keep doing it, but we about to switch the rule because we got some Instagram questions. But before we get to the Instagram questions,
where are the questions at? We want all the questions right now.
Can you get the box?
Yeah. I'm not.
Get the box.
We having fun, though.
Okay. So, with this game, what you going to do is put your hand in, don't look at it, pull it. And read it. Usually the questions in here are nasty, but since we got so many regular nasty questions, these gonna play with your mind a little bit.
are.
Yeah.
Balling.
So, am I picking first?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got the box on here.
Like this.
Ahead.
You know what to do with the
I'm
box, bro?
I'm hitting with the...
do you know what to do with the box? Bit.
Yeah, I know what to do with the box. Damn.
Y'all gonna take
them? You're supposed to spread them out.
You know what? I was told to put them in the box. I didn't know how to do extracurricular activity.
My God.
Damn, what is the number one thing you never told your ex? What would you say to them right now?
That's perfect for you.
That's perfect for you.
Fuck that bitch.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Damn. Shit, would have thugged it a little longer. Shit would have got
better.
If what we can't hear,
would have thugged it a little longer. Shit would have changed. Shit would have got. A little
and what
better.
You want to say to her right now? Because she is going to see this.
I wish you the best. You know, I hope all is well. You feel me? Shout out to you and your adventures.
It's been
you know,
too long and I'm lost without you. I'm sorry.
You know Amber going real.
But y'all gonna answer something too though, right? Or just us?
Can I try?
Y'all can answer this one.
No, you good.
I know how to. I know what I'm saying.
Okay, so that's what you gonna say to her? You wish things could have been different. You still wish her love. You wish
and they should have thugged it out longer.
Right, but you didn't, and it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, Nina, early. Let's go.
Who was the first president?
Who was the first president? Let's go.
Tell y'all something. When I was in school, I had a serious behavior problem. I'm talking about major behavior problem. Like, I was in honors classes, but my mom went up there to beg them to put me in special ed. That's how bad I was in school.
So who's the first president?
I don't know.
Anybody? $100? No phones. No phones.
$100?
Anybody?
Hey, Siri?
George Washington.
But yeah, I'm like, that's the first
George
president.
George Washington.
I know, but this
but how would I know
question.
That? I was never doing nothing.
My brain's
hardest
closed.
Thing for you to say.
What's the hardest thing for you to say?
I'm sorry. I love you. I was wrong. I need help.
That's good for
the
you.
The hardest thing for me to say is I need help. Because I never want to make it seem like to
that's
none
true.
Of y'all that
that's
I need
true.
Anything.
That's you weak. Yeah.
Like, oh God, I need help. Like, sometimes I be fucking sinking.
That's
I'm
mental health, though, bro.
You, like,
gotta
reach
see
out.
You drown, period.
Oh God.
You should that's speak up, though, because that's why.
Especially a woman.
You got to reach out, bro. That's
I mean, that should be hard, though, dealing with niggas yeah. like you,
nah,
and
don't say
women like you. Like,
damn, what I do?
No. No offense, but bro, we always, you feel me? Like, big
high
Boston.
Power.
Exactly.
That
high so,
power?
Well, if he a big boss, yeah. Ask him for a dollar.
It'd be hard, though. No. It'd be hard, what? Though. Like, what? It'd be hard to let
okay.
Somebody see you, like, sinking.
Cancer.
Like,
cancer.
Everybody on Instagram always want to make it seem like they always got
funny,
it, got everything mm-hmm. together.
Yeah,
like
but
I
we
really
don't always have.
We shout out,
but we don't. Even though we don't have, even though we don't have it all together, bro, it might not be everybody's
okay, so
business.
So when I'm fucked up, I'm about to hit you up.
Call me. Sure. I'm going to
I'm hit you.
He might be fucked up, so you never know. All
right, next question.
No, we don't have any more questions right now, but we do have. Some
I don't like rushing though. It make me feel like we is doing.
So next question, let's do.
I like to be authentic. I don't like to rush.
It's not about being authentic. It's about we're gonna run out of studio time.
Ah, well, I guess we better rush.
Right. So when we have more questions on this.
We got a lot of Instagram questions, so let's just jump in. Answer sure. the question quick and fast.
Boom.
That's what Jacob said.
Let's go.
Okay. Do you get horny dancing?
No.
Nah.
That shit's stupid.
No.
Nah.
No.
That shit's stupid. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever fuck any of the people that you strip for?
I have.
No. Is any of you guys partners, your baby moms or anything?
What you
baby
mean?
Father wait. From the club?
No.
What you mean by
yes.
that?
Yeah.
My baby mama know what I do.
Is she from the club?
You met her.
Yeah.
Wow, so they all are having intercourse with their customer.
Not but me. Not like, yeah. but she
not
understand,
I.
Oh, no,
I
but she
I
understand
offers.
What's going
no.
on, though.
I get like,
offers, but I don't take
it. They don't be us, it be them.
No, on God, though. They like, offers. As a, look, it's so different for females and males.
Yeah. You're having intercourse with your customers raw.
They having right. intercourse with us raw.
You see how jolly he got? He said, yeah.
Have you ever smelled anybody? You know, any
stank?
Well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And how do y'all
hell
know?
Yeah, I do not put that. Yeah. No.
You gotta stick and move.
I'm about to say, I don't even
know
do that
what?
Shit no more.
Yeah, not even say it. And,
I can't.
You know, it'd be so crazy because some women have been out there, like with the stank. Tampon string shown. It's been some women that smell amazing, but you know, it's thank God I ain't came across no.
It just
know.
Happened, like, and I'd be like, whew.
So for people watching a podcast that want to potentially be dancers, please initiate how important it is for them to come into the club smelling good.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Even as a dancer, you gotta have your shit
you have point. To know when to take a break and go freshen up. Like, right. I was dancing at an after hours one night,
shy, flawless hookah. Mm-hmm. And this guy was like, damn, that bitch going to the back. Yes, I'm sweaty. I'm dirty. Yes, I am.
You better wipe them hoes.
I'm never finna say y'all stink.
Even I seen you at Romance. You know, one time I saw you at Romance, and it was so crazy because you had your body out. I'm like, oh, okay, she look good. But it was like a dude, a stud, another
they
dude, and they all was
me.
Sucking on your titty. Yeah. And they didn't even care that they saliva was one after the other.
And I have to have alcohol. I keep good alcohol night. In my bag. I have to clean it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot.
Oh,
I have
wow.
to. And I really said that.
Yeah, no, it really be like that.
I be like, because even with the women, you feel me? Like even with our shows, we might take their titties out or something like that. Man. But I would never put my mouth like physically on her titty. Like I don't wear
me neither.
Man,
I don't know what the fuck she been through for the day.
Okay, how much do you guys get paid up front, or is it just the money you get when they throw the money?
It's not up front.
It's paid. It's from tips. Well, private parties are
yeah. I'm about to say private party. They pay you for just showing up. But yeah. Like when I go to my club and dance, like I get tips, basically. I pay dues.
Tips.
Like, to the person that...
So if you make
DJ,
money, you have to pay?
No, when I go to the club...
When we get there, our dues are 20.
Yeah, I'm about to say. When I get there, I pay dues.
It's a party night or not.
And that's it.
I didn't know that.
And then whatever we make on stage, that's all.
That's ours.
Do you guys have to pay the DJ?
No, you tip your DJ.
Or tip them,
DJ...
For your songs, right?
Your DJ make your show go.
Right, okay.
What's the biggest night you had?
7 bands.
That's pretty good.
Oh, God. But that's a party night, though. It's not like a regular ass night.
7, 4.
10 on a birthday.
10?
Oh, that's real good.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think you was
but it's not. It's not like 7, 10 or 4, like, exactly, you feel me? Like, you just make that, and then whatever you make after that, like, kind of added to it.
I've left money before.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, so on a party night, so say if I made 10, that's just on stage, you feel me? A party night, we have to put together our parties and our events together. So we have to do the promotion. We have to do the getting the tables, the women, the decorations, and everything. So yeah,
you got
to
buy all that shit yourself.
Yeah, so depending on the club, either we get the bar, too. We get the front door. You know, we get all of that stuff, too. So it's just, you know, it's just a big event.
Did you walk away with 10K?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
I didn't waste my money. I spent it on an investment. You know, it's a Mercedes Sprinter van. I turned it. It was an ice cream truck, so I converted it. Right now, I'm converting it into a donut truck. So I'm gonna
wow, very impressive. Mobile donut truck. We need more men like you.
We do.
Because I would have spent all of that.
I blew.
That's what I'm on. And then I also own a couple vending machines. I blew it. So into a lot of shit.
Okay. Does it get overwhelming when you're constantly over sexualized? Does it happen?
Yes, that shit's annoying as fuck.
Not really. It's kind of funny.
No, that's just annoying as fuck.
It's like down the stereotype.
Like, you automatically think, like, I just...
You like the attention, don't you?
Not really. Yeah, you're kind of used to it.
And barely have sex.
Exactly. Like, because it's like, you do it so much. Like, not like you do it so much, but it's like, people always sexualize you that it makes you, like, stray away from it. Like,
yeah. Wow. Do you find it hard to have a romantic life due to your profession? Are you guys single?
Yeah, Sersky.
I'm not.
You're not?
You got a nigga?
And he's a good one because she said no immediately.
I was waiting for them to answer.
Nah, I'm single as shit.
Okay.
It's complicated.
Niggas ain't shit.
So you are dealing with somebody.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm dealing with somebody, but I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
Exactly.
Situationship.
Yeah, situationship. Until
further notice.
Yeah, okay. What's the nastiest thing that y'all have participated in, sexual or non-sexual?
Doing a party?
I'm about to say, that's a real confusing question.
Let's say doing a party or something.
Oh.
Oh, okay, I never did nothing sexual during a party.
Shh. There, Terry.
Laughing just thinking
about it.
Wait,
can we take a shot?
I'm about to say, the freakiest shit I did, it was probably at a event in Oakland. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It was just random. I was young, probably like 20, maybe. But my first time in Oakland or whatever, it was just two females was just on me or whatever. So I ended up having sex with one of them like outside on the balcony while her homegirl was just like right there rooting her on. You feel me? get it, bitch. Like, yeah, for real, like really rooting her on, just standing right there rooting her on. So I was just like, you know, that was kind of like wild for me.
Okay, next.
So I did a party. It was like 10, maybe 12 girls. Usually when it's parties like that, you already kind of know. Like, I can tell when they're not going to throw any money, right?
Man, we all know.
And I can tell who has the... I'm scanning the room. Like, fuck that. I'm scanning. Okay, he got the bag. So this guy, he doing coke.
He doing, I said, oh yeah. He got the bag. So he was having like groups of, he wanted us group at a time coming in to do in the private room. So he had a group go, kick them out. And then he had me and this other dancer come in. Now, mind you, I had whipped cream.
This is
a
dance?
Dildo.
This is only to dance or not?
Yeah, no, it was just a, no. It was no, it was no sex. Shit. So I had whipped cream and I had my dildo. Mm. So we go in there.
You fucked with it.
And he high as fuck. So he like. So me and the other dancer, we laughing. And he
this
like.
This story better not end how you about to tell me.
So he like. So he's like. I just want somebody to jack me off. Now, mind you, he's not gonna get hard. He's so high off coke, he's not gonna get hard. So we like, it's $100 a song. That's what we told him. Like, off the rip. Like,
he about to say some crazy shit.
It's $100 a song. Each song that you keep us in here, we each get $100.
Wow.
So this is my Cash App and this is her Cash App. So she was jacking, we took turns. It was not getting hard. He was like, you gonna fuck me with that dildo? We like, yeah,
wait,
lying.
Bro.
Wait, what?
I said.
We milked him. We milked crazy. Him for like 800 each.
Y'all smashed him with
y'all
the thing?
Y'all fucked him?
No. Hell no. We didn't milk the dildo.
Okay, I'm like,
we
yeah,
was lying no, like just to, just to keep it going. Like, we were just lying.
Like, okay, really we gonna hit you with pie. It. Like, how'd that work?
No.
What's your story?
It was just all jacking off. Me? That was it. He never got hard. He never busted a nut. Like
my most embarrassing story?
No.
No, yo, this nigga.
I didn't
your most freaky. What was it? Go ahead.
I think that shot got to you already.
I didn't lit like that. Like, I'm like really presenting.
That's how you know he lit when he say he ain't lit like that.
The nastiest thing that you participated in?
I mean, I had a threesome. But it wasn't like super nasty. It was just like regular as fuck.
Do y'all dance sober anytime?
Hell
yeah, I do. At this point, I used to be loaded as fuck. Like I used to be off a pill.
I do sometimes.
So I used to be off turn up. You feel me?
Yes, right.
But now it's just sober life.
I don't have nothing written down. But talk about nasty. Your sweater says Black Coochie Matters. How about
I'm
black?
About to say,
how about black? How about black booty? Because we saw. We saw in your little reel that you like your booty.
What? You did a video talking about?
Uh huh.
Go ahead,
hey, see,
when she's
look,
sucking
hey,
your
see,
dick
look,
and she
hey,
gets you close to the hole.
She's gonna go down to the lift. She's stepping the ball. She go down to the
like, ass. What you doing?
Like that?
Yeah. Do you like your ass say?
No, nah, hell no. I ain't never had my ass say, and that's on my babies. I ain't never did
so
that.
So why
shit
would you?
Because it was funny, you feel me? It was just like a it's
yes,
a, it's a, no, it's an uncomfortable topic. It's an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't willing to be talking about that stuff. You feel right. me? That wasn't even it wasn't even an original real.
There's nothing funny
me?
About that. There's a lot of men who no, are heterosexual
yeah,
and they like their
they
ass.
Yeah,
they
no,
do
but
I'm gonna give you a round of applause if you're one of them.
No, I was even on my live talking about it. Like I ain't like you know, shit. A shorty tried to you know go a little far too far past the balls. I ain't with all that. It was just like uncomfortable for me. I don't like slapping my ass.
Look, we're not judging. Before, I was just asking.
No, I'm not worried about being judged. I don't care. I'm a basking who I am.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm not tripping.
Yeah.
I'm real.
Okay,
but I ain't
okay.
never did that shit before. I've ate shorty ass before, but I ain't never got my. I ain't never switched. No, it's just been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you? So if you nut in my mouth, can I spit it in?
No, nah, that's freaky.
Hell,
that's too
no.
nasty. I spit in your mouth, but I ain't exchanging my. I ain't
Isn't
changing my nut.
But if you...
I might as well eat your pussy after I come inside.
Yep, yep.
No, I see it like that. I even be sketchy on that. Like when if I was to like, you know, bust
no.
inside of, you know.
Negative.
Mm-mm. Can't no. even go down. You got to go straight. You got to go clean up, straighten up, and then I can get down there. You feel me? I don't want nothing coming to me. You know, I don't got time for that. If you going to cream on me, you going
to
squirt on me, then okay,
I'm
that's a different
say,
story.
Even though it's mine, bro. Like,
but other than that, I ain't trying to get my own sperm. That's like me sucking my own
dick. So you want somebody to do that?
I mean, you're going to kiss me after I suck it. It's the same thing.
No. That's a different story. I'm not you talking about nut.
I'm saying
you talking about
you
ejaculating
talking about
and then
what?
Okay.
And then what?
Well, all right.
That's
next
some freak
question.
Shit.
Yeah.
So we asked our followers if they had any questions for male exotic dancers and strippers, and they did. One of our followers asked, as a dancer, had any one of your clients cross any boundaries?
Yes.
How do you handle the situation?
Lord.
Go ahead.
So I was doing a party for this lady, her son. She booked me for her son. So I'm dancing, I'm doing my thing, legs come up, open. she comes out of nowhere. She start.
Whoa.
I'm talking about. Put her hat there?
She was going. She could. She was like going so crazy. Like
she couldn't wait.
Your mama?
I was like, bye. Like, and spent the round so fast. I'm like, so I finished my job and then I go in the back to get dressed. She's like, can I kiss you? I was like, whoa. I don't like girls.
You kissed her?
No. I said, I don't like girls. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she walked, like she left me alone, but she crossed the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit
wow.
But I get that a lot. Like, women want to eat me out.
Mm, you don't like females at all?
No.
All right.
You're strictly
that's
dicky?
Good.
Yes.
You ain't never had no encounters with no woman?
No. But I'll do all this nasty stuff.
You ain't never had a threesome?
Party. No. Never. I swear to God.
Cross the boundaries?
Females cross the boundaries? Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
You know, it depends on who you are.
It's hold on, let him go.
Yeah, you know this is.
No, my bad. No, you got it.
I'm trying to be cool with him. I'm not to get on your ass.
Yeah, you already know. I knew you was gonna come here and do that bullshit.
I've been chilling, Swaggy. I've been chilling, Swag. You know I have. Nah, but the rudest shit, like it's been like, you know, they just start to act like they own you. You feel me? Like they own you. Like, okay, it's like I'm still a human being at the end of the day. I still got a regular life. It's like, okay. It's like you know what it is when you signed up. You come into a Mel Exotic Entertainment Club, you feel me, and expecting me to just it's like a man turning a hoe into a housewife. What they say about that? But even though we're not hoes or nothing like that, it's like our profession and it's our lifestyle and stuff like that. It's our society, it's our world. Just like every
you gave them attention and so they became territorial and didn't work.
Y'all ever like feel bad? Like you really have to like, you know, sometimes talk to the females and finesse and don't the like females her. And you don't really even like them and you bullshitting. Like, do you feel bad about that?
I ain't doing none of that shit.
No.
So it's cool to talk to the female and then get their money.
They do the same shit to us.
Wow.
Oh, God. Like, real
that's
shit.
That's how you market yourself?
No, that ain't. That's,
your club? Let
Swag speak for Swag.
Please.
His Mel Exotic is not our Mel Exotic. His Mel Exotic is his Mel Exotic.
That's supposed to be, but no.
We're going
to
leave that at that.
That
we not finna. His Mel Exotic and his perception is respect. It's his perception and his Mel Exotic, but that's not. No, I don't. I don't move like you move. I don't get money like you get money.
Not in the same instant, but like sometimes, like, you be feeling like, she got me fucked up.
Okay, and I stand, and I like King Harris say, I stand on business, okay, nigga. Like,
exactly.
Like,
we both don't stand on business.
But I don't be having all those problems, bro. I know how to handle myself. I know how to market and brand. I know about marketing, branding, and all this other shit. So I don't got to come out
there. But you did make 10K in one day. Another question says, would you support a family member who wanted to do what you do?
Yeah.
You guys would coach them, let them know the game, the ins, the outs.
You can't do it with me.
No. Don't.
No cross contamination.
Don't be less than what I would. You feel me? You better come in there and turn shit up. You feel me? Like,
right.
If I was on this level, you better be on this level.
If you're not even on my level, like,
exactly. I'm not going to tell you to even come into here.
Like, I would literally be like, you go first, and then I'm going to go by myself.
No disrespect, bro. Oh, God. No, give me some love, though.
Okay. I don't know what's talking about. I do not know what he's talking about, guys.
Oh, real men hash it out. We love this.
Yeah, we do.
We big grown-ass niggas, though. This is like my cousin that I don't like.
You got a question, Amber? Okay, I do.
Are you with
too? So. I have another question. Exactly. What is the wildest thing you would do for the bag? Have you ever fantasized about a customer?
No, and ain't no wild thing I would ever do for a bag. It's like,
if
you got
a
bag, then you should just present it. Like,
okay, how about you, sis?
Nah. No, I got limits. No. Like,
you?
Oh, no,
I didn't have somebody offer me $30,000 to be on their OnlyFans, and I turned it down. What's his name? Jimmy Smacks. Yeah.
Okay. Say his name.
Drop that bond.
Shout out.
Right.
Hey, he's amazing. But I was like, no. I couldn't do it. And I was going to Miami.
Are you fucking serious?
Sorry. You gotta go.
Why are you sitting by me?
Okay, no.
Well, time to wrap
it
up.
That's what you gonna do on my motherfucking podcast?
Okay. Why you gotta be sitting by me?
Anyways, okay.
Y'all want us to be our real self, though, right?
It's okay. You
burping and farting, though.
Nah, for real. See, I ain't never fucked for money. I could, that's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say. I got offered $5,000, you feel me? $3,000 when I get there and $2,000 when I leave, you feel me?
Like, but,
you
so there's nothing that you would do for the bag? Nothing at all?
Nah.
Okay.
No, what shit, but work and do what I love. If it's something I love to do.
Yeah, but what they want to offer is like, yeah, no.
I got a question.
Okay.
Why do you think that Mel Exotic is kind of like swept under the rug? Like, it seems like it's some underground shit. Like, why is it not out there in the
forum? Because everybody don't want to put they... Like,
damn! One at a time! Go ahead, Fly.
She looking at me, clearly.
I'm about to choke you.
Like, somebody, take the glasses off. It goes back to marketing, promoting, and it's just a brand.
Why am I not doing that?
Well, I mean, all of us don't run the club. You got to talk to the main... You got to talk to the club
owners.
Who's
the main people of the club?
Like, you see me, speaking for myself, when I run Romance and Dance, you know, I do my best. You know, it's all about timing. It's all about promoting. It's all about, you know, just teamwork, mm-hmm. you know, because... At the end of the day, I can promote to 1,000 women, but them 1,000 women probably gonna just come but know about me. It takes the other dancers as well. You feel me? So it ain't just one person.
First of all, I'm big top dollar in that motherfucker.
Well, you're not gonna be calling your customer.
And he's not.
So I'm gonna be even bigger top dollar in this motherfucker. You feel me? Like, I'm not.
Because I wouldn't give you a dime calling me out.
I'm gonna just talk to your sister.
Bro, it goes back to show, bro. You already know what smoke you got in the club with everybody, bro. Everybody be on your ass, bro.
Who, me?
So, okay, that's me? Not for this. So, anyways.
Me?
Oh, wait.
Me?
Next question.
Right, what's next?
Me?
Oh, shit.
No, me?
Yes, Aaron.
No, Aaron. No. So then okay, what that shit do then, bro? Like, for real, though.
Everything.
Because we can, like, take that shit, like, way up.
Well, we're going to have to do that as outside far as of the you podcast.
It's going to say right
we
here.
We got to wrap it up. But before we do, this is the last question I have for each and every last one of you. If you were not a dancer, what would you want to do?
Uh-huh. And I got a question. After.
Work at Target.
Work at Target?
No, seriously. What would you want to do? Aren't you going to school?
No, I'm going to school. Like, I'm going to be a plumber. You feel me?
So that's what you want to be? A plumber and have your own company? Or just work for the white man? The black man? Persian man?
I don't got to work for nobody being a plumber. You feel me?
So you going to work for yourself?
Yeah.
I love that. Nina?
So I'm currently working for the school district for mm-hmm. special education, but I plan on being a school psychiatrist.
Yes. Come on now.
Oh, bless. Just an entrepreneur. You know, I was getting into the food trucking business. You feel me? Like my donuts, the ice creams, the luxury sweets and all that good stuff. So that's just a venture I'm on with the vending machines, ATM machines and stuff like that. Just passive incomes and, you know, using that to, you know, get to where I want to be.
I love that.
Financially free.
And where can the people find you? They can't find y'all. Where can they find you? What's
First
up?
First of all, follow me like bees in the trap. Like, what camera am I supposed to be speaking into?
The one right here.
Okay. Bees in the trap.
The blue one.
Easy underscore T H E T R A.
You just so fucking thirsty. You blowing my fucking mind.
Oh, you mad right now?
I'm a little up a tired with you.
That's fine. I'm doing my big one. This is what I'm supposed to do, right? Like, this is what you wanted for the camera. Like, you wanted your shit to be lit, so.
I didn't say that. I just said I want y'all to come and talk y'all shit. Have fun.
Where can we find this beautiful queen?
You can find me
mm-hmm. on Instagram,
The Only Nina Show. The, not T-H-A-T-H-E, mm-hmm. Nina Show. I am the only booty paint stripper that you can have at your party. So if you want booty paint at your party, I am your girl. And you also can find me at Romance and Dance Pole. Mm-hmm. They have a studio in Inglewood, Carson, and Rancho. Thank you.
And I've seen her do her thing. Amazing. Thank Definitely
you.
Worth it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm D-Fly. You can catch me on Instagram at FlyGuyDFly. You feel me?
Tell them how to spell fly because it's not F-L-Y.
Oh, yeah. It's not F-L-Y. That's the most messed up thing they always be doing. You feel me? It's FlyGuyDFly. You feel me? Catch me on Instagram or on the weekends. You can catch me at... Club Exotic, the Ambiance, or Club Dreams, you feel me? So, you know, y'all can tap in on them pages. We got Club Exotic, Exotic Boys. Come through.
And you could catch me at the nearest bar because I need a drink after this.
Exactly. Let's go! So, what's next for you guys? What can we expect to see?
Dick.
I want to bring more entertainment to my shows.
Fucking gifts.
I want you to be able to tell a story when you leave my show.
Okay.
I want you to be horny. Happy and horny, and I want you to be able to tell people about it. Like, I want it to be a story.
I'm definitely going to go.
Not just dance.
I definitely want to experience that.
Yeah. Here we go. Mm-hmm. I love an experience.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, well, on behalf of Jacob and I and Just Us Podcast, we know you guys like to oil your bodies and grease up, so we got y'all some custom black-owned body butter.
Okay,
so this one is called, what's he say? Love Spell.
Ooh.
Okay.
Check this out.
That's a male scent, so y'all can pick which good. One.
Mm, yeah.
This one is also another male scent. This one is called Come Fuck Me.
Let me see that.
Take he said, time. Fuck you with a quarter. I can't smell it.
Oh, shit.
And this one is for Nina, and it's called Bootylicious.
Yes. I think you're ready.
Yeah.
I want that one.
Right.
I hit different.
Yes.
So we just thank y'all for coming on. This has been really fun.
Can we get some music?
Let's talk about
it.
Yes. Oh, we got a family. We're supposed to ask them to do their favorite move.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we have we have 1 minute.
Right. We have 1 minute.
Let me see you do it.
I can't wait till the camera go off. Come on, your motherfucker.
I'm on time.
Fine. Make sure you do that shit out there.
Liz.
No, you're fucking weird.
Oh, God.
You're really weird.
The camera's off?
No. The camera's still on. It's always going to be on there. So.
I mean, I don't give a fuck if they own or off.
Okay, well, yeah. You really showed out. I should let them know. Yeah.
Tell them.
Let them know.
Let me tell y'all. This is the one that took me on the date. That's him that took me on the date.
Yeah, he wanted them niggas. He wanted them.
Yeah, that's him.
That was him.
That's him, yes. Yeah, that's why it's so much back and forth. Yes, that's him. Like you see.
Tell her don't run from this pipe. Let me see you run ahead. Shake some. Your team going up. She just put my chains on. Got her going crazy. Legs shaking. Watch her move. Told her you gotta run it up. Not the one who made the rules. Left.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of the Just Us Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jacob Willis.
And it's your girl, Just Baby.
And we'll see you in episode 37.
Bye.